Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Yo, yo, yo.
Glad you're here. We have, jury duty coming up in just a few minutes. It's actually something that's, I think, very common during the holiday season that we need your opinion on. Your opinion, no right or wrong answers. We'll talk about that just about 10 minutes away here on 100.3 The Bull. Chilly this morning.
I had to scrape my windows.
Did you really?
Yeah, there was definitely frost on them.
I used my butt warmers for the first time this year.
Oh, did you?
I was like, I've got those.
I forgot I have those.
Toasty butt.
Yeah, 99 days out of 100 here in Houston, you don't need seat warmers.
I use them every day.
Do you really?
What do you mean? Like in the summer?
Yep.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So many jokes I can't say right now.
Yeah.
I'm warm.
Also coming up this morning, we are on a mission to help a 102-year-old lady who is about to celebrate her 102?
Yes,
102nd.
Yeah.
Her 102nd birthday.
Wow.
We'll talk about that. That's our 610 Amen, and there's a way that you can help us out. So if you take us along just after 6 o'clock this morning, we'll have some information about that. But right now, let's talk about the top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day today. Here are the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Were you a victim yesterday of the great 2024 social media outage?
I was actually very blessed and honored that I got to skip over it.
You must be on the greats.
I guess I missed it. I was not on yesterday.
Yeah. WhatsApp, Facebook, Messenger, and Instagram were all down. Not just in America, in like other countries as well. Huge technical problem. If you still have X, that's where everyone found relief. Mark Zuckerberg apologized, but that's what it feels like.
You know what? It's the UFOs, you know.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's the UFOs. They're shutting down our social media.
Number two.
Well, then you might have missed the video of the plane landing since you didn't have social media. Landing in the middle of a highway in Victoria yesterday.
Whoa, wow.
Four people were injured. Small plane crashed into the road, hit several cars, I think three, in Victoria yesterday. Investigators are still trying to figure out exactly what happened. But the pilot, luckily, was the only guy on board. Five people, including the pilot, were injured. But the video... Like, I don't know how someone maybe, like, saw it coming and started videoing it, but just right into the feeder road, it looks like.
What if you're just driving along, minding your own business, right?
And yes. That's our natural reaction now.
Just whip out the video.
Well, just film it.
The video is insane.
Okay. Oh. All right. I got to go see the video. We'll try to pop it up too this
morning. And the top story trending in Texas.
Did you know that 2004 was the last time there was snow on Christmas in the Houston area?
I did not know that.
It was actually the first time ever as well. There was a white Christmas recorded in history. 2004. Not that long ago. But let's be real. It's going to be 80 this weekend. We have a little frost this morning for our outer areas. But today, highs around 66. Okay. We're moving back in. Wet and warm.
That's what is trending in Texas this morning. The top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today. And they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to celebrate a little good news. And Jay is on the phone this morning. Jay, this is the sweetest story in Kingwood this morning. Tell me about it.
So I'm a nanny, but my neighbor runs a care home. Mm-hmm. And she has a lady that's turning 102, and her name is Miss MJ. And we're trying to get 102 birthday cards for her.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this so much.
So she is turning 102. Has she always been a Houston resident?
She used to live in Snyder, Texas, and she was a teacher for 70 years.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
And y'all are trying to collect 102 cards for Miss MJ?
Yes.
How many cards do you have so far?
So far we have, I think it's about 20, maybe 30.
Oh, I think we can
but
help
she
with
loves
that.
Receiving mail.
Yeah, same. I'm 103.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It may be a little tough. When's her birthday? Isn't it Friday or
it's
Saturday?
It's the 14th. Yes, it's the 14th.
Okay, so it's Saturday. It might
it
be a little bit quick on the turnaround, especially with mail service in Houston, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Is she turning 103 or 102?
102.
Okay.
Oh, so she's just a measly 101 right now.
102 on 1214.
So no, what can we do if we can't guarantee all the cards? I think we can get people to send cards. I'm just not sure they'll be there on her birthday.
They don't even have to be there on her birthday. She just loves receiving mail.
What if we did something different? What if?
What are you thinking?
We did a big love letter to her from the city of Houston, and everybody sent us a video singing happy birthday, and we made a supercut of it of everybody who's listening to this right now.
That would be amazing. I'm sure she would love that.
So we're asking people that are listening right now, singing happy birthday.
Singing the
right?
whole song?
Yep, sing happy birthday.
Okay.
And we'll cut it all together, and we will play it for her. It'll be the best audio birthday card ever. We'll play it on Friday's show.
Aww. And her name is MJ.
M like Mo, and J like
Jerk.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you sing it, happy birthday, Miss MJ.
Yep.
Happy birthday to you. Put that in your video because you never know which part of your video that we're going to use and that we'll edit into this. I love this idea, Eric.
But we have to get it quick. We have to get
Do it today.
Right now.
Do it right now. Okay. Yeah. Do it right now and send it to us. How do they send it in? Just email it? Is that okay?
Yeah. They could just email it to you, George. George@thebullhouston.com. Jay, this is going to be great. So I need you to hop off here right now and go ahead and take your video. Anybody listening to this, just make your video on your phone. It does not have to be fancy. It can be very lo-fi. Just grab your phone, shoot the video, and send it to George@thebullhouston.com, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, send us your... I want to make sure you're in it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
I love this, Jay. Can I get an amen for the power of Bull Nation? Because I know this is going to happen.
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Well, thank you guys so much. I'm sure she's going to love this.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. We get to do some of the coolest things in the entire world, and Mo got to represent us at one of the coolest things that's ever happened here in the Houston area the other day.
World record for longest woman in radio.
I love this story so much.
Her name is Mary McCoy, and over the weekend, she was honored in Conroe. She works for a Conroe radio station, and she's been there for like 73 years, right?
What?
She's in radio for 73 years.
She's worked there for 73 years.
Yes, so world record, like in the world record book, and they celebrated her 87th birthday over the weekend.
What?
And they celebrated it by dedicating a bronze statue in her honor.
Wow.
In Conroe.
Wow.
It was insane. Like, everyone just, like, saying all these wonderful things about her, and she's talking about her career.
Well, I love the pictures. Here's the thing. I mean, I think, you want to hear a little bit of her? I think she sounds awesome.
When my daughter came in and told me that she had gotten an email, and it says, Mama, you're in the World Guinness Book of Records. I said, are you kidding me? But no, she wasn't kidding. And it's been, and my feet hasn't touched the ground. Hi, I'm Mary McCoy, and welcome to Conroe.
I'm Mary McCoy.
It's so cute to say.
She is.
She's also a singer, released her first record in 1960, and Kilt, K-I-L-T, this radio station was the first one to ever play it.
No.
What?
Yeah, and
no,
she sang with Elvis.
We were the first radio station?
Y'all, this lady has lived an amazing life, and her and I are pen pals. So I went to her birthday party, and her honoring.
Well, you kind of went to her birthday party.
I did. 87. We sang happy birthday to her.
Yeah, that is very cool. And she got her own bronze statue.
Yes!
I mean, that's really cool.
I mean, this sounds awful. What a legend. Amazing career.
Yes.
But she kind of got to be at her own funeral.
What?
You know what I mean? Because she's super old.
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
No, she wouldn't argue with that.
Everybody got up there. They said amazing things about her.
Yeah.
There was a dedication. There was a big stone. A big stone with her name on it. It's like a funeral, right?
Kind of, but come on, Eric. Kind of.
You've been there, so you don't have to go when it actually happens. Like, this is the
funeral. Everyone that would speak at her funeral spoke.
Right. Like kids or family or her coworkers.
I mean, that's fair to say.
Get up. Yeah. And were there tears?
I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. See? Not from Mo.
No,
we know that.
No. Just to be clear, I don't cry.
Okay, this is bothering me just a little bit.
I know. I told you it sounds awful.
Eric is morbid. He's already planned out his own funeral. And I'm actually kind of surprised that you haven't, George. Like, it seems like something like that you would like have plans for.
Oh, I have ideas.
Do
like
you?
Weird
but,
things,
yeah,
right?
But, yeah, just unusual things. Yeah, I mean, you know, I want my hand propped up so people can shake my hand when they come by
what
the
I'm
casket.
Saying?
What?
You want
Why
to plan your own
wrong?
Funeral.
Yes.
I know y'all.
Why
we would
is
love
that wrong?
To you would love to see your own funeral. You'd love to see the nice things people say about you.
I guess. All right, let's do this. If you have something weird with a funeral, 713
y'all are so messed up.
881-5500 Could be anything.
Give us ideas. What should we do at our own weird funerals?
Well, something odd that happened at a funeral.
Okay.
And again, we want to be on the funny. This is on the fun side.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
We'll stay on
100%.
The fun side. Sabrina is on the phone in Nassau Bay. Sabrina, it says here you were a funeral director.
Yes, I was. I was a funeral director and embalmer for about 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to do that.
What's the weirdest funeral that you were a part of?
So, the deceased was actually part of a circus and was a clown.
Okay. Wait a minute.
And,
okay.
And the horrible thing was, is one, not only am I terrified of clowns, 50% of the guests showed up wearing clown outfits also.
Oh, they're serious.
Oh, you're my lying goodness. To me, Sabrina. This is a lie. You're making this up.
No, I'm totally serious. I tried to, like, trade with my coworkers because I did not want to be there.
Oh, my goodness. Was the eulogy like, here lies Chuckles
no.
the Clown?
Let's all raise a glass to Biff.
Yeah. On the count of three, everybody Yo! Spray your flowers.
Sabrina, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was, you know, everybody thinks it's very funny, but like, I was terrified. It was one of like, the scariest things ever for me.
Sabrina's like, yeah, y'all go ahead, chuckle it up, y'all.
Oh, wow.
All right, we want to know if you have a story.
Sabrina has more stories.
We want to know. 713-881-5500. We want to hear your calls next. If you've got a real life story about a funeral that always makes you laugh, 713-881-5500. 713-881-5500. All right, I'm starting to understand it just a little bit better. Mo, you had a chance to go up to Mary McCoy, a broadcasting legend in Texas, to her, like, they had a big Guinness World Book of Records unveiling thing for her the other day.
Amazing. Bronze statue in her honor on her 87th birthday. It was a great day.
It was very cool, but Eric said...
It kind of resembled a funeral.
The way that everyone was talking nicely about her, the way that she already is commemorated in a statue form, like that kind of
stuff. With her name on it.
I get it.
Just doesn't have the end date on it.
All right. I'm starting to see that a little bit more.
See, it's kind of like you get to witness your own funeral. I would love that.
And plan it.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Yes.
You got a funeral story that always makes you laugh. That's what we want to know. 713-881-5500. I know it sounds weird, but it's a funeral story that always makes you kind of laugh.
Savannah's on the phone. Savannah, tell us yours.
Okay, so... this is probably like the fourth funeral that I had been to. My daughter was a month old, and it was my grandpa, obviously COVID. You know, he passed away due to COVID, and I'm not really a big fan. I mean, who's not? But this time, everybody was leaving, and my aunt was in charge of my daughter. She was in her stroller. You know, those strollers that have, that convert into a car seat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was super, super windy. And then I'm just telling everybody bye. And then next thing you know, I just see my daughter rolling down the parking lot because of how windy it was.
Oh, no.
To this day, we still talk about it. And it was hilarious. It was just, no one was in the parking lot. It was the last few of us.
That's hilarious, though, that you're looking out in the parking lot. Hey, somebody catch the runaway baby. Runaway baby there.
It doesn't sound like you did anything, Savannah.
She went to the car to go get something, and I guess when she opened the door, she let go of the stroller.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't think it was going to go anywhere.
Savannah, thank you. Let's go to Jenny. Jenny, tell me your funeral story this morning.
Okay, I went to a funeral in Mississippi, and, you know, in Mississippi, we watch slideshows, and they play, like, Sarah McLachlan as the thing goes, you know, like, sad songs while you look at people. There's been some rumors, maybe, that a certain woman is attending the funeral that shouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, as the slideshow progresses, I'm, like, looking around to see who's crying the loudest, and it is her. The mistress. Well, at the end of the funeral, I guess some people wanted to go back and do a second viewing. She's getting closer and closer to the front. And just like a movie, just like you'd expect, this widow flipped out.
Yes!
I cannot believe!
Oh! Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
Meanwhile, arms of the angel fly away.
You know, I was just a bystander. I was there to be polite.
I wouldn't, yeah. Hey, Jennifer, tell us your funeral story.
Yes, long story short, everybody is sitting around in the bedroom trying to fill up balloons with ashes and helium
My stepmother passed away. Those were her ashes. Dad was outside. All of a sudden, the balloon popped. Ashes went all over the bedroom. Everybody was boo-hooing until then, and then everybody just started laughing all at the same time. Oh. My dad just passed away 2 weeks ago, and we're supposed to mix the ashes. I hope to God this doesn't happen again.
Oh my gosh.
Got a little bit of mama on your face.
Oh, and then mom got vacuumed into the vacuum cleaner.
Oh my God, shut up. Just stop. Stop now. Stop.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was horrible.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
How did we recover?
I don't know. Sorry, I'm still laughing.
Jury duty's next. And today's debate topic kind of gives me the ick. And I hope for all of humanity that you also get the ick too. But maybe you don't.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey.
It's what's for the jury to decide. We will find out together. Coming up next, it's jury duty.
I think we've been giving everybody the ick for a
yes,
while now.
Here we are.
I think we do, yeah. It's time for jury duty. Every morning, we're just out here solving the world's problems, Mo. And the question today is this.
Is it appropriate to hang mistletoe at the workplace?
Why is this being asked?
Have you been down the hall?
No. Oh, where the sales trolls live and
we have some really good friends there.
Yes.
There is a particular person here in our office that has a bunch of mistletoe hanging over their desk.
Oh, you mean say his name out loud?
No,
do you know who it is?
No, I'm just guessing.
Oh,
just from what I know about people.
Don't say the name.
Oh.
But they have mistletoe hanging over the desk.
I don't know who it would be.
Here's the thing. I think it's kind of cool. I don't think I've seen that like in forever.
Why
is it
cool?
Somebody has mistletoe in the workplace.
Why is it cool, George?
Yeah, why?
I just think it's
kind of... You're okay with that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny.
George, that's inappropriate.
Having mistletoe? He's not asking you. I'm sorry. This person.
Okay, now I know who Mo's thinking about. Now I know exactly who Mo's thinking about.
I don't know for a fact who it is. I'm just
I thought it might have been Desiree.
This person is not asking you to kiss them.
But isn't that the point of mistletoe?
Yeah, but it's like a joke. It's just like a funny thing. I just thought it was
hilarious.
It's
not like a gross joke? Like he's being like icky, creepy?
No.
It's a tradition. You kiss under the mistletoe. If you're hanging that above your desk, that could be deemed sexual harassment in the workplace, George.
Oh, my. You're what's wrong with this world. You can't even
we
have,
that,
like...
George. We do know that about her.
You can't even have, like, mistletoe. What if I brought mistletoe
in? I'm trying to see the other side. I'm trying to see your side, George.
What? That it's you don't see it as fun? I think it's kind of... I think it's kind of brick. In this day and age, I think it's fun. I just think it's fun. So the question is...
Is it appropriate to hang mistletoe at the workplace?
Jay is in Angleton. Jay, how many people work in your office?
Including myself, 4.
Okay. So you have a small office. All right. Is it a problem if they have mistletoe hanging over their desk?
Is it appropriate?
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's funny. It's a Christmas tradition. And unless you're... thinking about being a little promiscuous yourself, then there shouldn't be a really big problem.
Unless that person's
asking for a kiss, you know, like then that might be a little different.
So you're saying the problem is Mo and Eric and where their thoughts went. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, she's saying we need to know who's hanging it above their desk first.
I think it's based on the person. Jay, lean in to the phone real close. Give me a kiss.
All right. Sorry, Jay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Juror number two, Eric.
All right, Rob and Tomball, lean real close to the phone.
Stop.
I'm just kidding, Rob. Tell us if it's appropriate to hang mistletoe at the workplace.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a Christmas tradition. What happens in the office stays in the office.
Ew. What? Ew. No, it doesn't. No. Ew. It ends up in a lawsuit.
You all are making it into something it is totally not.
I agree
with you, Rob. Thank you so much.
I don't
much.
Know.
You're so good at this. All right, let's go to Christy this morning. Is it appropriate to hang mistletoe in the office at work? How many people do you work with, by the way?
In the office itself, there's only 3 of us.
Okay.
And but outside, I think I have like 7 guys.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. If you had mistletoe hanging in the office, would that be appropriate?
I wouldn't do it over my desk because I have truckers coming in.
Yep.
That's setting myself up for failure. But I would do it over my coworker's desk. I'm the jokester of the office. You know, I'm the
okay,
one that dresses up in the Grinch outfit, takes the gift, and runs out.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. See, I'm telling
you. Okay, I didn't know where to put
it. No, that's a no, because she said she would not hang
it over
She
her
knows
own.
What it means.
I don't know if I'd
she
put her
She would do
on the
it
no.
to a coworker because she knows what it means.
No. But you all are making this way worse
Desiree
than it is.
Desiree yeah. is in Rosenberg. Desiree, is it appropriate to hang mistletoe at the workplace?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree with Rob, 100%.
You sicko.
Okay, she agrees with Rob.
All right.
Rob, if you need a
Rob
Desiree's
Desiree,
number.
We can connect y'all.
What is it about Desiree's?
The lady at our office that you thought it was named Desiree.
All right, no names. Eric, let's take our final juror.
All right, Jen and Kingwood, put this one to rest. Is it appropriate to hang mistletoe at the workplace?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a few Karens out there or Chads that make it weird, but come on, it's fun. It's a Christmas tradition. Like,
I don't know.
Don't
you've never
be
been
a jerk.
To our office.
Don't be
well,
a jerk.
Okay, y'all are a little off.
We are a lot.
Okay. You're a little off. No, I mean, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a toad and I'm going to put a missile on his back and hang a missile toad.
Oh my
jokes.
Goodness!
I get
like
it.
Your dad Art, joke.
Yeah, yes. Jen.
I like your
Jen,
dad
joke. Jen wants to connect you with George.
Yeah, have you met George Lindsay? I think you're soulmates.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's deep into my soul apparently for my morning commute.
There we go. There we go.
Do you
I
like
love
tall
it.
Men that make every conversation awkward?
Yeah, I'm already married to one of those. Thanks.
See, I'm telling you, we're more popular, Eric, than you think. All right. So, final verdict. Mo.
Yes, sir. I'm here for it. Is it appropriate to hang mistletoe at the workplace? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Let's
see,
go.
I told you.
Let's go.
I told you it was not as bad as you all were making it. You make it way worse. It's jury duty. We do it every morning here on The Bull. You love Christmas carols? You've never heard them done like we're going to do them. Coming up at 7:50 this morning. Stay tuned to hear what we have planned. Right now, though, speaking of music, it's time for our 10-minute tune. This is where Eric creates a song off your suggestion. You call in, something's been on your mind or whatever, and Eric will take it and create a 10-minute tune, we call it.
I asked for a weird suggestion. I asked for an insane suggestion, and Jaina's calling from Montgomery. You're calling, you want him to sing about insane people?
Yes.
What do you want him to sing?
Well, so it's something that I try not to let get to me every single day, but without fail, it has to happen every single day, and it's entitled Drivers. Most specifically, people who think that it's okay to take a turn lane, especially in a school zone, and just put the foot down to the floor trying to cut into traffic because the line's too long. Like, are you kidding me? Absolutely not.
They're the worst
and
kind of people.
Listen, zipper effect, I can completely understand if there's an accident or it's two lanes merging down to one.
Yes, ma'am.
But when it is a turn lane, are you, like,
okay.
Seriously?
Jane, we got you.
Wow.
We get where you're going here, okay?
She needs
we got
a
it.
Whole album
Mo,
for
you,
these
you
people.
You asked for crazy suggestions,
yes.
Not crazy people.
Hey, Jane is my people.
Sorry, Jane.
Okay, good suggestion
yes, this morning. I appreciate it.
All right, CJ's our buddy in Pasadena. Hey, CJ, what should I sing about?
Man, talk about or sing about the mandatory fun that is office parties.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
At best, it's awkward. At worst, you're walked out.
Mandatory fun at office parties. That's interesting, CJ, that you bring that one up because Jimmy is on line 5. Jimmy, what do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
Christmas party antics. The guy almost got fired and had to apologize, but he was stripping with his girlfriend at our Christmas party last year.
Did you say stripping?
Stripping. Because he decided to drop acid before he came to the party.
Wow. Jimmy,
wow.
I want to work where you work.
Right? We work at radio. We should be telling these stories.
Yeah, radio's gotten lame now, Jimmy.
Yeah, we only get one drink ticket in our Christmas party.
Ours is an open bar.
Yeah.
Whoa, there we go. All right, well, I think this is a good suggestion, Jimmy. Thank you. Well, everything but dropping the acid, but okay.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right. 743-881.
Holy moly.
We always love your calls. But ooh. Eric, woo. Yeah. It seems like there is a topic on people's minds.
Yeah, passion.
Though.
Yeah, and we had our office Christmas party last night.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think everybody's thinking about it. Let's do the crazy things that happen at the office Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. Office all Christmas party.
Okay, I'll put it in there.
That's going to be the topic. What's he going to create? Find out in 10 minutes here on The Bull. Did you see that they denied again that they're dating? Riley Green, Ella Langley. He says Ella Langley can do better than him.
She's dating someone else, George. Get over it.
I'm just saying. It was a story yesterday, and everybody keeps talking about how they look like they're dating. I'm just saying. Anyway, Mo doesn't believe. You talk to people in Nashville, so you have the insider on this. I just have to read the tabloids.
Oh, my gosh. Please stop.
It's the Morning Bullpen. Here with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time to find out what Eric has created with our 10-minute tune. We had, first of all, CJ called and said, can we do something about mandatory fun at Christmas parties?
Yep.
And then Jimmy took it to another level.
Christmas party antics. The guy almost got fired and had to apologize, but he was stripping with his girlfriend at our Christmas party last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that...
The way we all looked at each other, like, did he say stripping?
I know, stripping. Right?
Yes.
So Eric is back in the studio. Did you get a office party song done there, sir?
Oh, I think I did, George.
Okay.
I think I did.
You were inspired.
Do I need to have my finger on the bleep button?
You might need to, okay, George. Okay. It includes all the inappropriate stuff that happens at an office Christmas party that has an open bar. So,
but Jimmy said, yeah, because we talked about that.
Yeah,
it's like we only get one ticket at our parties, but he said, no, it's open bar there. Mm-hmm. So, okay,
so let's do it in the style of Holly Jolly Christmas.
All right, here's today's 10-minute tune on the Morning Bullpen.
It's an office party Christmas. Things are getting kind of weird. Feeling loose because of the booze. A little too much holiday cheer. The boss's secretary is sitting in his lap. And there's a crowd gathered round, two salespeople making out. And some dude is nearly nude on the photocopier, scanning his naughty bits. And that guy's in HR. It's an office party Christmas. They'll regret the things they did. I feel sorrow for the janitor tomorrow, cleaning various liquids.
Yeah, really?
Okay. All right.
And this is why we only get one drink ticket at ours. All of that.
Eric. I think
make an excuse for him, George. Come on.
No, I have a little trouble coming up with defense for that one. So yeah. All right, sorry. That's our 10-minute tune today. You can share it with somebody, or if you have an office party coming up.
Yeah, play it.
I don't think I'll be going to another one. I don't think I'm invited anymore.
Download that one. You can get it off the Odyssey app every day here on The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
Eric, it's time.
Oh,
here's
no.
The dog shock collar. George, I found this yesterday. I'm holding the remote. Find out what this is and what it has to do with Christmas. It's a Christmas miracle. It's coming up next.
Here on the Morning Bullpen Show with George, Mo, and Eric, we like to have a little fun. So we have a new game this year.
No.
And we're calling it Shockin' Round the Christmas Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have a dog shock collar?
So here's the deal. We were having a conversation about how I don't even want to do this anymore.
Correct.
You hate Christmas music.
I don't. He just doesn't like have a favorite song.
I'm not into any of it. And so much so that I don't really know the 12 days of Christmas. And I fully admit that.
Okay.
So that's where
I think
the
I can
idea
get like
came.
two days
okay.
of Christmas.
So that's where the idea for Shockin' Round the Christmas Tree came up.
Yeah.
We're going to see how many lyrics Eric knows of the 12 days of Christmas.
So there's
morning.
12 questions,
12
right?
questions. Yeah, so I got to sing the song 1 through 12, and every time I get one wrong, Mo has the remote to this shock collar.
Okay.
So it's going to give me... It's going to give me some encouragement to get them right.
Okay. So I can press it 12 times, maybe.
I think I got the first one.
I was going to say, what about if we give you the first one?
Wait, let me. Can I try it? Is this the right button?
Oh, God bless America. Yes.
You're the one that signed up for this.
Oh! Wait, you have to start it at zero. There's like 12 levels.
I started
on that
20.
Thing.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay, you got to turn that down. You got to turn that down.
Oh. Okay, starting at zero.
Yeah.
Can you still feel zero?
No. There.
No, I can't feel
that. Okay, let me turn it up a little more.
All right, so the idea is he will get shocked every time he misses one. But here's the twist to it all.
What's that?
It goes up a level on every verse.
Even if he gets it right?
Even if he gets it right.
Oh, crap.
Oh,
okay.
No.
I got this. Okay, so we're just starting at one?
Starting at one.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm ready.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Turning up.
Got it.
Okay.
I just turned up.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Turned it up. Three.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Yes.
Three.
I'm pushing it. Even though three. It's not time to turn it up.
I don't know. Hit it. Just
it's
hit
French
it.
Horns. It's French horns.
French horns.
Yes.
Okay.
I forgot that one too.
Hit it.
I did.
Oh,
you didn't feel it? Okay, I'm turning it up.
Okay,
more.
What?
No! Okay, sorry. Oh, crap, this is not fun.
What's
four.
The fourth one?
Okay,
four.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
You're not getting this one.
Four French horns.
No, that was three.
Oh, no! Ow!
Sorry.
Ow!
We're going up.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
Yes! Still turning it up, though. Turning
it up. It goes up a level.
Yes. Okay. Six. You got this. You got this.
Sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
six. You know it.
Come on.
You know this one.
Wands a swimming.
No.
Ow!
Sorry. That was really bad. Okay. I'm going up. Turning up. Seven. Seven.
Okay, those are the swans of swimming.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you got that
push.
One. All right.
Ow, ow.
Sorry, turning up.
Why did
turning
you push
up.
It?
Because you got that one wrong.
Okay.
You got it wrong.
On the
eighth
day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
This is a hard one.
Eight maids of milking.
Oh, good job.
Okay,
yeah. I got it. I'm turning it up.
Guys are going to remember that one anyway.
Why?
So,
okay. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
I forgot about this.
Nine.
You know, you don't know, do you? You don't know. Can I push
it? I know this one.
Nine. There's Lords doing something. Is it Lords? Are Lords doing something?
No.
Don't.
You need it. I need
nine,
an answer.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Go.
I'm doing it.
It broke.
It broke?
Yeah.
It's not working? It's turned up really high.
Top button.
You don't feel that?
Oh,
you felt that. Oh, sorry. I wasn't pushing it. Like,
by the way,
that was
nine ladies dancing, right?
No, we got 10. Wait, okay. Let's just test it again one more time.
No, don't hit it.
Sorry. I wasn't pushing the right button, George. Okay, I'm back.
All right. We're on to 10.
10.
10. Are those the ladies dancing?
No. Pushing.
We broke it.
It's seriously not working?
Oh, I know what happened.
What?
I jerk so hard, it's not connected to my skin. Try it now.
I'm scared.
Ow!
I turned it too up high. I'm sorry. It wasn't. You said it wasn't working, so I kept turning it higher. Okay, sorry. Don't say bad words.
This is shocking around the Christmas tree, y'all.
I'm
if you're
sorry,
just
don't
tuning
say
in.
Bad words.
All right, on the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11. Are those the Lords leaping?
No.
When are the Lords leaping?
Oh, that was 10.
That was 10.
You just skipped it. Here, I'm pushing it again. Ready?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay, hold on.
It came loose again.
I think it's your necklace and it's getting stuck.
That's too high.
Well, because you weren't feeling it.
All right,
so I kept
all the way up.
Okay, all right.
This is as high.
12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12.
Mm-mm. Nope.
He's not going to
get it. George, this is way harder than I thought it was going to be.
I know, right?
And I'm looking at the lyrics and I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Eric, I'm about to push the button again. And this one's going to hurt because it's as high as it can go.
12?
This is the highest level.
Ah!
Okay, I'm done. I'm putting it down.
He's in the floor.
I'm putting it down, George. I got consent before we played that game. I didn't want to do it. I was just following along with the game.
Okay. No, I understand. Okay? I understand. He did. We have recorded consent.
Song.
Of
George,
him.
Would you have known all of those?
No, but I would have gotten more than he did.
Oh,
I would have gotten more than he did. So let's just go over it. 12.
Drummers drumming.
Oh, okay.
11 pipers piping.
Oh.
10 lords a leaping. 9 ladies dancing. 8 maids a milking. 7 swans a swimming. 6 geese a laying.
5 golden rings.
Yes, there we go.
4 calling birds. 3 French hens. 2 turtle doves. And a shark collar.
In the bear tree.
A shark collar.
It is.
In your stocking.
Let's do it one more time.
No,
don't.
No, yeah, just one more time here as we wrap up shocking round the Christmas tree.
She's not going to hit it, George.
You want me to push it again?
That's what George wants.
Turned up?
Not what I
want. I'm not doing it.
She wants to keep you on. She wants to keep you on air.
I did it. Just for George. Sorry.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George Moe and Eric with a K.
That was for you, George. My Christmas present better be very big because that was for you.
That was good.
We need some good news to turn things around. And today's 810 Amen story is all about HPD kids brand new bicycles.
Red. Your neck
There's
is
a mark.
Red.
Here we go. You'll want to hear the sweet story. It's coming just in time for the holidays. HPD kids and brand new bikes. 810 Amen coming up.
Okay, that may be the last time we ever do shocking around the Christmas tree. Okay?
No, you're up next, George. Just,
I cannot shock
you. So you know. Here on the Morning Bullpen.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen. It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to celebrate a little good news.
And today, I've got a friend on the phone. You've heard me talking about Josh Potts over at MacHike Chevy Cares. Well, they're doing something awesome for kids this Christmas. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in the community. It's going down this weekend, right?
Yes, this Saturday, we've partnered with HPD, and this is our fourth year, I believe, that we've done this, and we're partnering with them. It's called Bikes and Badges, and it's about helping children get bikes for Christmas that maybe wouldn't otherwise.
Oh, love this.
Started towards the end of 2020. They said, hey, let's show these communities that, yeah, we're police officers, and you know, we're here policing the community, but we also care about the community and we care about the children in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they came to me and pitched their idea.
And you were all in.
I was all in. I thought it was great. You know, one of the things that will always tug on my heart is children. And the way they run the event is the kid has to be in the car. So as they pull up, you're putting the bike in the car and you get to see the kids' face and excitement when they get it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. And the kids are seeing the police officers doing this for them, which also is like such a good thing.
Yeah, I typically even bring one of my own children to help as well, because, you know, I just want them to see how good it feels to put a smile on somebody's face for Christmas.
This is so special. We cannot wait to be a part of it. Thank you, Josh, for having such a big heart. MacHike Chevy really does care.
Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
Well, amen to you guys, and Merry Christmas, and thank you all.
713-881-5500, and you could be our next 810 Amen here on The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Moe, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Moe for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Caleb in Richmond is trying to get $100 and some tickets to Keith Urban. Caleb, this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Caleb, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah, tell her to get out of here, Caleb. Let's get this game started, okay?
Get on out of here, Mo.
Good luck, friend.
Caleb, 5 country-related trivia questions, and sir, they start right now. Question number 1. What song by Luke Bryan starts with the line, I got that real good, feel good stuff?
Oh, shoot.
That's toughy.
Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
Question number 2. Who sang the 2008 hit She's Country?
Jason Aldean.
Question number 3. It was recently announced that what Australian country star is going to be playing in the Woodlands in October?
Keith Urban.
Question number four, fill in the blank. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 was the title track for a movie that starred Dolly and A, Jane Fonda, B, Lily Tomlin, or C, all of the above.
Let's go with C. That's a guess.
Question number five. This one went down smooth. Name the song that Dan and Shay won a Grammy for Best Country Duo.
Tequila?
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today. Ooh, Caleb did Caleb. Okay.
Okay, Caleb answered everyone with a question mark at the end.
No! Okay.
But he ended up getting 4 out of 5.
Okay, very nice, very okay. nice.
All right, Mo, let's see what you can do with this. Question number one. Mm-hmm. What Luke Bryan song starts with the line, I got that real good, feel good There's stuff?
That's my kind of night. I think
that is correct, yes. Mo. Yeah, good job.
All right, Caleb, that's the one you got wrong because you said Country Girl, Shake It for Me.
Fair.
Okay, so it's 1-0. Mo's winning.
Question number two. Who sang the 2008 hit, She's Country?
She's Country. That's Jason Aldean.
That's
From
correct.
A cowboy boot to yeah, a down home road. Yeah.
All right, so he got that one right. Kay. 2-1. Mo's winning.
Tough one here. Question number three. It was recently announced. What Australian country star is playing the Woodlands in October?
Keith Urban.
That is Keith Urban.
Yeah, got that. Yeah.
He got it right. 3-2.
This one is tougher. Question number four. Fill in the blank on this one. Dolly Parton. 9 to 5 song was the title track of a movie that starred Dolly and A, Jane Fonda, B, Lily Tomlin, or C, all of the above.
Oh, I have no idea. A was...
Jane Fonda, B, Lily Tomlin, or C, all of the above?
I'm going to guess C because I have no idea.
It is C. They were all in the movie.
Gosh, wow. Like, I didn't even really know that was
C. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Caleb also said, I'm taking a guess.
Yeah,
C.
Yeah. Good job,
so he
us.
Got it right. So 4-3 is the score right now.
And final question. Mm-hmm. This one went down smooth. Name the song Dan and Shay won a Grammy for Best Country Duo.
Oh, goes down smooth. I'm guessing it's Tequila.
It is Tequila.
Oh. When I taste tequila.
Don't twist the
There's
knife.
There's so many good songs. You've
already put him out of his misery.
Sorry, Caleb.
Caleb, you lost. I'm sorry. Know. 4-5. She got all 5 right and kept her money.
I don't feel good about that one, Caleb.
Congratulations,
that was just lucky.
Mo.
That was just lucky. But you're still lucky, too. You're going to see Keith Urban.
Oh, awesome. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, tickets don't even go on sale until Friday for his High and Alive World Tour, but you will be there. And if you're not as lucky as Caleb, you can buy them starting Friday, Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. You know what you got to say to get out of here, sir?
Yes, unfortunately. I am Caleb from Richmond, and Mo sure does know her country.
I don't know. Barely.
He does. All right. You'll get a chance to play her for money and Keith Urban tickets tomorrow morning, 8:20 here on the Bull.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
I got to be a part of something super special. And of course, whenever something good happens to one of us, someone here in the studio ruins it for the rest of us. But this did spark an idea. What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen at a funeral? Was it a weird funeral? Like a weird theme? Something shocking that happened at a funeral? Any weird funeral stories count. So give us a call, 713-881-5500.